So here's the thing. Welcome back. Welcome to Charlie's Bunker. We're back another Friday. Today we're actually at a special place. We're actually at Quetzal. It's located on by the corners of Kimball and Lawrence. Do you have the information? No, of course she doesn't because she's on the phone. Listen, welcome guys. Welcome, welcome. We have two guests already. Welcome to Charlie's Bunker. Listen, if you're in the area of Chicago on Kimball and Lawrence, by Kimball Lawrence, come over to Quetzal. Okay, we are going to be here recording and maybe later on tonight too. So we're going to record the El Bunker del Mero, which is in the Spanish version. We're going to be here in Quetzal. And do you have the address? Not yet. Okay, so let's Nelly Baby get ready because in the meantime, I was here setting up everything and I was, you know, putting cables and, you know, audio and video and everything. And she was just sitting here doing, I don't know what she was doing. She could have gotten the information.
I'm the talent.
She's the talent. She could have gotten the information and we could have just gotten, you know, the address of the location
I'm not cool.
You know, whatever you needed to do to bring. Oh, and now she goes into her Facebook page.
Because that's where I have the information. Stop yelling at me.
I'm not yelling.
I'm not yelling. I'm walking out.
Okay. Let me see. From where? Exactly. That's exactly what I mean.
I'll push you aside.
You'll push me aside and leave from where? Quetzal. We're actually located on Quetzal, 3445
West Lawrence
in Chicago, Illinois. Today, they happily had us in today.
They hosted Charlie's Bunker.
Thank you. You know what? I need something to drink.
You need
definitely.
I need some chelas.
Yeah, some beer. All right. So we're gonna have a great show today. Again, the environment is great. We just got here, so if you guys want to come over, 3445 West Lawrence, we'll be here until later on. Drop by. We're gonna have such great fun. All right. I think I gotta unwind
a
little
bit.
Yeah, I need to.
Red Bull is kind of semi kicking in.
Yeah. I did have another Red Bull before we came in, and it was. I don't know what the hell happened with me because now I'm like in between ups and downs, ups and downs. I feel like Homer Simpson at this point, up and down. But okay, we're here, another Friday.
Don't forget to sponsor us, Red Bull.
Yeah, so she's gonna go with Red Bull, Red Bull can sponsor us. That'd be great. I'll be honest with you, that'd be great. I don't even want the money. I don't care about the money. Just give me free supplies of Red Bull.
Just drop off some Red Bull.
Free supplies of Red Bull.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Not her house, though.
My house.
Because I'm never going to see that. I will not. No, definitely. I know I will not. So, yeah, Red Bull, if you're listening to this, which I doubt, just drop us by cases of Red Bull and we'd be more than happy to sponsor you here in Charlie's Bunker. After that being said, how was your week?
Good. A lot of good changes.
Yes. Actually, Nelly Baby had a great week.
A lot of good changes. It's a little scary, but I guess it's out of my comfort, and I have to learn to come out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. I'm scared and excited.
Yeah. Sorry again. I don't know what the heck the thing had because I'm feeling a little trippy.
And it was a non-sugar.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling extremely trippy. Like I'm here, but not here. I think because we're out of the studio.
Yeah, because it's not our norm. It's like music in the background. You know, you hear people talking.
Yeah, no. Usually we have just the ghost in our studio that bugs us the entire time. Or the air conditioner.
Or there's no AC and we're sweating, you know, I'm going to say balls, but, you know, bullets.
Oh, you were going to say it. It's a good thing she didn't say it. Because, again, I don't know what I would have done.
Balls.
Yeah, exactly. No. I don't know. You know, at this point, who knows? Who knows? She's little by little, she's taking over. She's like, she's actually.
I'm not the cool guy who, you know, signed autographs and said, Mr. Charlie, can I get your autograph?
You know what? At one point, okay, so here we go. Okay, guys, last Saturday, okay, since I also have the Spanish version of Charlie's Bunker, I did had a contract. I did have an agreement with Orlando Molina, who actually had a soccer game in McCook Athletic. There you go, McCook Athletic. And what he did is that he brought a bunch of professional soccer players from Mexico and Honduras, and they had a game to help this organization that helps people with cancer. Okay, it's Hispanics who have cancer, who don't have insurance. They collected money, it's a fundraiser, to actually help them. And they had international well-named DJs, and they had the soccer players themselves. They had a great stores, awesome restaurants. It was amazing, okay? One of them was me, okay? I was there. I actually got to comment on a soccer game, the Ooh. First one. So that was a great thing for me because that actually, again, it's right down my alley. I like to talk and eventually like talk about soccer. And it was great, okay? So I was able to go with the crowd, you know, have fun, and I was hanging around with them. It was amazing. I got my jersey signed by the players. I actually Ooh. Got to play with the professional players. So for me, it was a dream come true because it's like you guys playing, you know, I don't know, I guess at this point LeBron James or Michael Jordan, and they decide to have this you know, fundraiser game, and you get to play with them. That's how it felt, okay? At the end of the game, after all the players were gone, I was looking for my family members who happened to go, which mainly was my father and a couple of other friends. And they saw me with the jersey and everything, the one we used to play, the ones we used that we play with, and they started asking for my autograph. So a lot of people got together. They asked me for my autograph. They started chanting, "Charlie, Charlie, Charlie." It was amazing, right? So I got signed kids' jerseys, Mexican flags. I actually got interviewed by a radio station. So, yes, Ooh. I actually was in a radio station. So, and it was amazing. It was amazing. It was a great experience. So now I cannot get Nelly Baby off my back. Saying, but
did you forget about your co-host?
I did not. I actually did say I
no,
did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I wanted to see, you know, if it was true about that one soccer player.
There was I'm not going to discuss that because you guys, obviously you guys don't know what I'm going to be talking about. So therefore, I'm going to save it for the Spanish segment. If the Spanish segment people do know what I'm going to be talking about. This is going to be like, who? What? Huh?
What was he? A Mexican football soccer player?
Soccer player, yes. A Mexican soccer player who... There was a big scandal. There was a big scandal about, you know, him in particular. There was a picture that leaked over the internet. And
he's well endowed, ladies.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently he is. And he was one of the actual players who I shared the field with. And they were making fun of him the entire time, and that's why she wanted me to ask him if it was true.
Well,
one, I am not going to ask him. I am not going to ask him. Just plain and simple. You don't ask that. You just don't ask that.
I would ask that.
Somebody actually said, listen, I'm going to buy the ticket and go just to meet him and ask him if it's true.
I'd be like, how you doing?
You gonna do that?
Yeah.
All right.
I
so,
would be like, hey.
So yeah, so it was a great time. So now, you know, with all of that, now they're like, oh, my God, Charlie? And so, therefore, I'm here. But then again, I don't forget about my co-host. Nelly Baby's here with me.
He forgot about me.
I did not forget about you.
He said, I don't know you.
No. Listen, there have been moments where La Pocha, the co-host from the Spanish podcast, has said to hear Nelly Baby, let's get together, let's record something, and he hasn't happened. So you're the one excluded.
Today.
You're the one you excluded yourself.
I thought she was coming today.
No, she is coming today. But you excluded yourself. I wanted to bring you both. But one of them was working, and you're
one. I'm free today.
Obviously, you're free today, but the game was last week. What do I need you here today for? Obviously,
to get
the show,
wasted
right?
And eat.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That's what we're here in Quetzal.
Some good-ass Guatemalan food.
Some good-ass. You know what? Papusas. I want to get some papusas.
I haven't had papusas in a long time.
In the break. Okay, so let's get to it. First topic, all right? I forgot what the first topic was. Again, that
first
what the
topic.
Heck? What are you gave me that Red Bull? I'm seriously not in my A game.
I roofied him.
I think you did.
Shut up.
She
the can
roofied
wasn't,
me, man.
The can wasn't even open. Relax. Before they think that.
She roofied me. I'm like, oh, man. Maybe she thought that
now
by roofing
my
me,
spotlight.
I was
going to
be like, yeah, exactly. I think that's what you did. Is that what you did?
I will not agree or disagree.
You pledged the fifth?
Yes.
You finally found out what your Fifth Amendment is?
Yes.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Nope. Just because you said it right now.
All right. So we have a guest here. Hi. Thank you for joining us. Okay. First topic. Okay. This actually was sent to us. First of all, I did a live on Monday saying we're going to talk about leftism. white liberals and the social dilemma, okay? Apparently, those are not topics that people want to hear.
I know. I was like...
Yeah, she... Man, listen. If there is anyone who gives me more resistance in any day of the week, it's Nelly Baby with boring topics. It's Nelly Baby with boring topics. Seriously. It's like extracting teeth when it comes to telling Nelly Baby how, you know, what topics that we're going to talk about.
And then I'm like this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I think I have adult ADHD.
Okay, there's no such thing as adult ADHD.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Let's call their psychiatrist friend.
She's not a psychiatrist. She is a counselor. She did tell us that. And two, she's gonna say, Charlie, you're right. There is no such thing as ADHD for adults. Well, maybe there is. I don't know. But you don't have it. That's a fact. You don't have it. Okay, anyway, so then they said, listen, no, your topics are boring and we're not going to talk about that.
I did not say that. Somebody else said.
I didn't say you said that. I just said somebody said they're boring and we're not going to talk about that. So here is a substitution for that because I did give the option of choosing two more topics or probably three. So we did change it, and one of them, which is the first topic for today, is it okay for a guy to heart or like a video or a picture of another woman at 3 o'clock in the morning?
No.
Okay. Let's get a little bit into context with this, okay?
No.
Okay, so...
You know, we had this talk a while back.
No, we did not.
We had this talk a while back.
No, we did not.
The time clocks from a booty call?
Okay, so let's recap that conversation because I remember that we had the conversation about the booty call and that was not one of the topics, okay? There's a difference between liking a picture or hearting a picture or, you know, that little emoji with a little heart picture or whatever.
With the eggplant?
No, that is not a like or whatever it's called. But I don't think there's any issue with it, okay? That is different from you sending an actual text saying, hey, listen, what are you doing? So, what are you wearing? See, that's different. We're not talking about that. We're talking about you just going through a picture, okay, on Facebook.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe you can't sleep. Just bam.
Okay, so you're asking to see. It's kind of like you're asking for this person who is to see if she's online or he's online.
Okay, that is not true. That is not true. I don't see it that way. I don't think that's the case. I think
because that 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning is booty call hour.
Okay, first of all, that's the witching hour. That's when all the ghosts and dead people come up. Okay, that is not the booty call.
For my one listener out there and my Spanish people, between what hours is it considered booty call?
No, hours? You mentioned that 1 o'clock in the morning from 11 to 1 it was booty call. That's what you said.
It, at 11 to 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, apparently...
It's still going to be early as hell, and you're trying to get some.
Okay, no. At 3 o'clock in the morning, people are getting ready to go to work. Like, that is not even booty call time. Okay, that is just pretty much...
Hey, you could get something real quick. Bam. Thank you, ma'am.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
You never know.
No.
If you got a car, you will make it.
By the time you make it to that person, they're probably going to get up to go to work.
That's okay. You could use your car.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. Like, okay.
Trust me, the newer age kids would know.
Yeah. Okay. The newer age kids are doing right now challenges where they get a bunch of the plastic boxes. What are they called?
The crates.
The crates, and they're jumping off of them. Okay, well, so they probably wouldn't know any of this.
I'm not even going to insult the special needs people because even they have more common sense than these people that are doing the crate challenge. But that'll be another segment.
Okay. Because that is a dumb challenge. It's funny. It's funny because they keep hurting themselves.
No.
People actually have died, and
yeah.
I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny because I mean, you kind of did it to yourself.
Especially if you're doing it in cement freaking ground.
That is hilarious. I'm not gonna lie, I am enjoying this. And then again, you have the TikTok generation, which you know, whatever, to each his own. But I don't think that's what it means. All I know is that if you happen to have insomnia and you're not able to sleep and you happen to be on social media and you're scrolling down your stories and you happen to see the picture of someone that you think it's a good picture,
in the morning.
What if you can't sleep?
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
What if you're working, you can't sleep, and you're just on your break and you're just scrolling down? Like, okay. What does it have
you
to
You want to see if that person is up.
What does it necessarily have to be that you want to get in their pants if you like a picture?
Well,
I don't understand.
Most of the time, it means that you are trying to see if this person is up and is trying. You're trying to get their attention.
No, I don't. Okay, defend your argument. Why do you think that is? I don't think that's the case, but go ahead. Tell me why do you think that way.
Because no common sense decent person will comment or like or heart a damn picture at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like I said, that is booty call.
I mean, there have been moments where you are...
For the two people that are... Tell me what do you think about hearting a picture at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning?
There have been moments where you actually have said yourself that you're not able to sleep and and you went to sleep around 3 or 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what you have said.
No.
Yes, you have.
No.
Yes, you have.
Usually go to sleep at 1.
Okay, so we have our first comment from Coche Castillo. Of course. Say what's up. Shout out to Coche Castillo for joining us for the show. Thank you. Okay, it says, I have something up at 3 a.m. and it rhymes with schmrick.
I told you.
Okay, leaving aside Coche Castillo, because we know he's a lonely man and nobody likes him. And
oh,
he
damn.
Will definitely be at
So you just beheaded Yoko.
Oh, snap. We just got dark at this point. Mm-hmm. No, listen, I'm not getting involved in that.
Charlie said
Bunker
he was
does not support that comment, and I am not going
that
to.
That Coche is a lonely old man. Well, not
I
old,
didn't
but.
Say I didn't say old. I didn't say old.
You
I
said
say
he's
old.
A lonely single man.
I didn't say single either. You see how they make this up? And that's my point, ladies and gentlemen. That is the argument I'm trying to make, okay?
Some men,
they will actually interpret or create stories in their head and believe they're real. Like this mm-hmm. one. This does not mean that you want to get in somebody's pants because you're hearting or liking their picture at 3 o'clock in the morning. It just honestly means that you're just bored and you happen to be on social media and you happen to like that picture. And that's it.
So if Mia Khalifa, you end up hearting her picture and she sends you a message online, like in the back, Facebook Messenger, what would you say?
I'll say, get out of here, you freaking con artist. I am not falling for that again. Mm-hmm. And then delete it and block her because you know for a fact that Mia Khalifa will not be texting me at 3 o'clock in the morning. And let's keep it real because that will not happen. Am I wrong? And TikTok, I will
or
never.
Twitter.
I will listen. What am I? 15? I don't go to TikTok. Only people that are, you know, decide not to grow up go on TikTok and do create challenges or whatever.
Ooh, Coche, did you hear that? I think those are fighting words, homie.
Okay, no, they're not. They're not fighting words. They're not. Okay, let me see. Okay, he says, Coche Castillo says, if I heart an ass picture, it's probably because I heart ass. Exactly. Okay, listen. Yeah, I mean, maybe he does enjoy. I mean, for artistic purposes, if you have a muse and you see a nice booty, a round ass, and you happen to like it, you heart it, artistically speaking. I mean, think about it. Titanic being one of the most romantic movies of all times,
for
right?
You.
No, for a lot of women, okay?
Hold on.
And Leonardo DiCaprio drew her naked. That was just artistic. Mm. I mean, eventually he did die, and she was a jerk.
There's no damn room.
That old lady should have died in the beginning. I'm just saying, straight up. But could be artistic. You can just probably enjoy the way the picture was taken and you know modified on Photoshop or whatever.
Are you gonna put it on your screenshot?
What?
Your screensaver?
What?
The ass?
No. Why would I do that?
Because you said you would use it as an artistic. Picture.
I mean, don't you have rich men who have pictures of naked women in their living rooms?
I don't.
And they heart it.
I don't know any rich men.
I mean, I'm just saying there has be. I mean, what's the name of that old? Oh no, that's a better, very bad example.
Hugh,
that old. There
Hugh
you
Hefner?
Go. Yeah, I mean, he had a
well,
bunch of
dead.
Muses. I mean, he had so Stanley Lee, but
I am addicted to the girl next door, though. I'm like, I didn't know they had like 6 freaking episodes. Or 6 seasons.
Okay, first of all, what is The Girl Next Door?
Hugh Hefner's show with his 3 girlfriends.
There is a show about Hugh Hefner with his 3 girlfriends?
Yeah.
A show? 6 episodes?
Yeah.
How
no, 6 seasons.
6 seasons of that?
Yeah. And it showed nothing but boobs and ass and nudity. So just if you want to go look at it, you can find it in any of those free apps. You're welcome, guys.
Okay, what free apps? If you're going to give the report, might as well give the whole thing.
Well, you can find them on YouTube. I didn't know YouTube would literally show nudity. Just saying.
Right. But anyways, so going back to the topic. So I don't think that that's what it means. I honestly think that women...
I'll tell my tablet.
Okay. Sorry. We can focus back on the show? Okay. Yeah. So I honestly believe that it's just a made-up story of people who just happen to be very jealous. That's it. They look for any excuse to make believe and to think that a man or a woman is cheating. I think it's just the insecurity. I think it's insecurity. I really think so.
So if your woman would heart or like a picture at 3 a.m. and the guy decides to send her a message and say, hey, what are you doing up?
At this point, what can I do? I'm asleep, right? I'm asleep. I wouldn't find out. How would I find out? I'm asleep. If she's awake and I'm asleep, how would I find out?
Would that be okay, though?
I mean, if a tree falls and nobody's there to listen, does it make a sound? What would I know? I mean, if I happen to find out and I'd be like, oh, snap, you know, I guess, and we'll talk about it if there's an issue, but not necessarily think that she's cheating on me because she's hurting some other dude or liking another dude's picture. Like, what do you think? If your significant other does go ahead and starts liking pictures of women left and right, like, do you really think that he's because he's really being unfaithful and he's just not happy? Is that like really that's the mentality?
Yes.
Why would you say that? I mean, do you really
because
don't
then
think
I'm not? He's looking to see other women's bodies and actually see what's out there. And you never know; these chicks will freaking talk back and say, "Hey, how you doing?"
No, I don't believe that. I don't think that's the case. I don't think just because you're hearting a picture or you're liking a picture, they're automatically going to come and DM you for, you know,
sometimes
some delicioso time. I just don't think so.
Sometimes they do, especially now with the younger age.
I mean, if you have money, yes. I mean, I guess that's probably the case. It could be men or women. But I don't think just because you heard a picture, I mean, unless the guy or the girl has, you know, a history of being unfaithful or being flirtatious, then maybe the doubt is there. But again, mm-hmm. I think that it's more of the insecurity of the person.
It could be insecurity, so. But still, it's not right if you're messaging somebody at 2 or 3 in the morning.
But you're not messaging them. You're literally just liking the picture. I mean, Facebook literally just made
really,
that.
It could
that,
happen. It could happen.
Obviously, anything can happen. But I think that Facebook just put that like button for exactly for you to do that, to actually like the picture and feed the ego of the other person that posted the picture. Because, I mean, come on, that's pretty much where we come down to. You put a picture so people can actually find out what you're doing so they can like the picture. I don't think because they want to get into your pants.
And you can get more followers.
I mean...
Especially if you're showing enough skin.
That's going to be our third segment, which is only fans only, but let's not talk about that right now. But no, I honestly think that things just got extremely out of the way. They blew over proportions, and I don't think that they're literally just going into social media to hook up with somebody. And by the way, Facebook literally just made an actual dating app. So if you are looking for love, go to Facebook, and apparently they hook you up. I mean, Tinder would have been... Okay, fine. If you like someone on Tinder, then that's a whole different story, okay?
Swipe up.
Swipe up, swipe left, swipe down. I don't even know how that thing works.
Know.
But... I guess it also applies to every different social media, right? If it's on Facebook, I don't see anything harmless.
Instagram.
If it's on, I don't see anything harmless. It's part of Facebook. If you like them on Tinder, then that's a whole different story. Then I believe that would be the case.
Okay, then that could be the issue too. It's not only Facebook or Instagram.
No, but I mean, majority of people that said like, it's mainly they refer to Facebook.
But not a lot of people have Facebook anymore.
No, now they go to TikTok and they're liking left and right. They're dumb videos.
Yeah, and they're DMing people from TikTok.
Are you DMing people from TikTok?
No.
Then
I'm not even on TikTok. The only time I'm on TikTok is to advertise a show.
I love how people who are actually on TikTok, they love saying they're not on TikTok, but they spend like 7 hours on TikTok.
Says the one.
Sending videos left and right. I don't even have TikTok.
That's a lie.
Anyways, so 25 minutes into the show, I think we're... Any closing statements before we go to the music?
What do you guys think about your significant other hearting a picture at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? Comment down below and tell me, is that considered a booty call?
Okay, I don't think it's a booty call. Technically, to be a booty call, you have to call that booty. I guess that's booty.
I don't feel comfortable you saying that booty.
Oh, but you can say ass?
Balls.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to do. Okay, guys, we're going to close this segment right here. We're going to go some music, and we'll
come
back
below, guys.
After this. Oh, my God. We're going to have to talk off of anchor. We're going to talk about that in a minute. All right, guys, we'll be back in a minute.
But he could swear all he wants.
We'll be back. We are back. Go.
So, ladies, do you still think wearing lingerie or any sexy garments? I don't know why, but garments are now sounding so old.
Dang, you just went straight to the heart of the subject.
I'm like, Jesus. So, do we still consider it sexy, or is it all balls to a wall?
I guess the word for Nelly Baby today is
Dragon Balls.
Balls. Okay, so. So then again, we're going to talk about white liberalism, and I really want to talk about that because white liberalism, I think it's a really big problem nowadays. Okay, that was just me. I wanted to use this way of expressing how I felt about white liberalism. Okay, uh-huh. White liberalism. Okay, and people said no. So we're going to talk about, and they send us this: is lingerie still important to spice up the relationship? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I was gonna think, you know, talk about the subject. I didn't think about any of that sort of stuff. But then somebody said, "Hey, man, listen. You know, we were actually with my significant other, and this is actually what they sent. I was with my significant other, and you know, he said, "Hey, man. No, I was sorry. I forgot.
She?
Yeah.
Said.
Yeah.
I thought I heard he said.
No, she said.
Oh, okay.
Did I said he?
Yes.
Or is it she? She. I'm trying to open the beer as I'm talking. Anyways.
So she said.
She said, I said. Okay, she said, listen, I was going to go for lingerie, and, you know, my husband said it's relevant because even if you wear granny panties, I'll still go for it, okay? I said.
Who wears granny panties?
I said, it seems like a legit argument. I mean, I don't have an issue with it, so I don't see any problems with it. So I think that would be the question. Do you think that lingerie is still necessary to spice up the relationship?
I still think you should wear lingerie. If not lingerie, like a cute little underwear lacy set.
Okay, we have somebody here on the live. Andy Ruiz, he just said saludos. He said hello. So, hola, Andy Ruiz. ¿Cómo estás? Buenas tardes. Bienvenido aquí al show. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show.
I'm waiting on those dates.
Yes. Is she the... No, he? I'm sorry. Today I don't have my glasses.
It's a husband and wife business.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, the tacos.
Waiting on dates.
Yeah. Yep, so...
Hopefully
please,
next week.
Yeah, send us your dates. So, all right, it says, Gordo's Tacos, so good, so far, so good, your show. What?
So far, so good, your show. Your show's doing good.
Ah, okay. Sorry, again, no glasses again. Jesus, I'm sorry.
You know, that 189 LASIK surgery is not doing so good.
Okay, take over. I'll be back.
So, do you guys still think wearing lingerie really matters in the bed? I kind of do. Sometimes I feel like I want to look and feel pretty. So, most of the time, I will wear, like, a nice little lacy set. So, hey, I know it's going to go on the floor for a second, but at least give it some show. Give it
what?
A show.
Excuse me?
If the damn lingerie is going to go on the floor, at least look pretty for that 1 second.
Okay, why would I want the lingerie to look pretty if it's going to end up in the floor for a second?
Because
I don't get
maybe
it.
Maybe I want to feel pretty for that 1 second.
I mean, hold that thought. Okay, I'm back. So, let's think about it this way, okay? Let's put it this way, okay? You want to look pretty for that 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's understandable. I get it. It's all good. But let me put it to you this way. Does it really matter? No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. Because if you have a man who actually is your significant other and really loves you,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you wear. They're still going to love you regardless, no matter what. So it's irrelevant.
I sure hope you ain't wearing no damn granny panties.
I mean, again, even if you wear granny panties, sometimes you're just tired of taking care of the house, taking care of the kids if you're married and have kids, or you're just tired of work and you're exhausted and you just don't want to deal with the whole I want to look pretty and all that stuff. We don't care. I wouldn't care at all. Okay, because the way I see it is, one, I have somebody with me, so therefore, to me, that's it.
You at least get some.
Yes, that was what I was trying to imply, right? But I don't see an issue. Now, if I'm going to, let's say in quotes, I'm going to start dating and, you know, she wants to look pretty. Okay. But again, it doesn't matter. I don't think it's important. I think it's just a waste of money. You spend like, what, $100-something to buy like 5 bras and 2 panties. And then the next thing you know, you can even show them.
Why are you not going to show them?
Who are you going to show them to? Is that you going to be on the street with, you know, like Selena showing all your titties outside?
It's a bustier.
It's a brasia. It's a brasia.
Somebody was watching Selena.
Mm-hmm. I did saw it about 2-3 months ago. And I always love that scene when she's like, it's a brasia.
It's a bustier.
It's a brasia. I love Edward J. Momo, especially on American Me. Oh, stand and deliver. Besides the point. Okay, let me go back to the topic. Okay, I don't think it's important. I don't think it's important. I think it's relevant. I think you can save the money and go out for a dinner. Go out for dinner. Wear your Walmart lingerie. Go
to
Target and
makes you sexy. It doesn't always have to be lingerie.
Yeah, but you know what? Again,
you know, your girl could go to Walmart and buy one of those giant sweatshirts or T-shirt wannabe gowns.
Hey, you can even go commando.
And trust me, you'll be commando underneath.
You can even go commando and okay,
easy
if there
access,
are any men out there,
saying.
If there are any men out there right now, tell me, do you really care if they're wearing Victoria's Secret underwear?
It doesn't have to be Victoria's Secret, as long as it's not granny panties.
So what is the lingerie? I'm getting the wrong idea of what a lingerie is. Because honestly, to me, it's just an underwear and bras.
Lingerie is usually, you know, the little teddy, the see-through teddy with the little, like, nip covers.
Oh, you mean like whore clothes?
I guess.
Because back in the 90s, there used to be these Mexican movies where all the whores used to wear those type of clothes. And I always associated those clothes with whores. So, to me, they're not sexy.
It's not always whores, though.
Again, in the movies, they were.
How about strippers, exotic dancers?
I've never been to a stripper. Mm. I don't. Listen, I don't go to strip clubs because I think that it's a waste of money. It all comes down to money. I'm just telling you. Listen, if I'm gonna spend $300 on somebody giving me a lap dance, I'd rather just go and buy her a smartwatch where she can use and be gone with it. I'm just saying.
So
something
you
that you're going
to
use.
You want her to count her steps while she's giving you a lap dance?
I mean, she can give me a lap dance at home. And if she wants to count her steps with her awesome freaking smartwatch,
yes.
I mean, sure, why not?
I did 10,000 steps.
Maybe she reached her goal. I don't know. But I mean, at this point, when she's, you know, doing the lap dance, she'll look at her watch and she'll be like,
"You're doing good.
I beat my step." I'll be like, "Congratulations." I don't know what would you say at that moment?
That'd be a first.
I mean, I don't know what to say. If that would have happened to me, I'd be like, "Good job, honey. Keep up the good work.
Just keep it going.
Keep up the good work." I don't know. What would you say? I'm just saying. It's like
I'll just say, "Let's keep it going. Let's go up to 12,000 steps."
You go. You can do it.
You can do it. Let's get it.
But again, I'd rather actually spend the money on something that I am going to use instead of, you know, lingerie and all that stuff.
Well,
I guess it's the man mentality.
For like a second, and I want to see. I want my husband or my boyfriend or whatever, my significant other, to see that I at least try to look attractive for him. Even though I'm supposed to be attractive for him, but I want him to know that I spent time to look good.
I think that's where I mean, in my case, I think that's where I differentiate, because if she dresses nice, but she doesn't. Please my necessities as a human being, not as a man, as a human being, I don't care how you dress. You're irrelevant because you're not meeting my expectations of a relationship. A lingerie is not going to do anything because, like you said, in a second it's going to end up in the floor regardless of what you do, right? So I think that even though it's a nice gesture, I don't think it's important or necessary. Heck, you can be, you know, on your yoga pants and a t-shirt.
You mean yoga pants?
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know what I said, but I think that's what I said. Or that's what
said
came up.
Yoga pants.
Yoga pants? Okay. Yoga pants. Okay. That's what I tried to say. But I think you could be wearing that and that'll look great. Listen, a woman is sexy regardless of how she dresses. It doesn't matter.
I think it's just the confidence and her feeling comfortable with the person that makes it sexy.
But
the laundry helps a bit.
I mean, I guess. But, I mean, when you're a man, I mean... Let me see. Let me see if I get this concept right, okay? So a lot of women like a man who actually dress nice, right? Mm-hmm. Nice shoes, nice dress, like pants, coat, sport coat, and smells nice and everything, right? Okay, cool. No biggie. That shit is expensive, okay? It's expensive. What you're getting from me, it's a t-shirt, maybe a tuxedo t-shirt, some shorts that, you know, probably be workout shorts, and some gym shoes. But...
Are you going to go commando in those
I will
shirts?
Treat you nice. Yes, if it's necessary, yes, but I will treat you nice, okay? I will treat you very nice. So whatever I dress like, it doesn't matter because it's the way I treat the person, not how I dress. I could be dressing up like an awesome, you know, handsome-looking dude and then be a jerk. Am I wrong?
True.
Am I wrong? So
I don't want a musclehead jerkhead.
I'm just saying, you know. I mean, so I think that the lingerie at this point will be relevant because, you know, if something's gonna happen, it's gonna happen whether you wear. You know what? Let me correct that. I think a woman looks more sexy when she wears the man's clothes. Like if you're on, you know, you're getting ready for bed and then she wears one of your t-shirts. Now that is sexy, and I would prefer that over the lingerie. One, because I already bought the t-shirt and it's my t-shirt and I like how it looks. I will like how it looks on her. Two, you're not going to spend more money, and she's still going to look pretty. I'm just saying.
She's just not going to rack up your credit card.
She's not going to rack up my credit card. I'm just saying. What do you think?
Well, I like to wear lingerie, depending on if it's a special occasion. If not, then I'm usually in, like, a little, like, nightgown t-shirt, which basically, like, you know, panties underneath, and that's it, and a t-shirt. But I don't want to go any further because then it's too intimate. Sorry.
Oh, that wasn't intimate at all? Because, I mean, that sounded pretty intimate.
I already literally told you how I sleep.
I mean, everybody in the show is like, excuse me?
Let's hopefully get more viewers.
And now that increased from, you know, 10,000 to 100,000 just in that comment alone. Because, you know, I'm telling you, a lot of our listeners have actually been waiting for Nelly Baby to open up her OnlyFans page.
That's the next episode.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that, oh, look at that, you got two hearts, because they probably they like how you...
I think she wants me to put on the fans only page.
I don't know.
Let's see how many hearts I get.
I do not.
Maybe.
I will not. I just disassociate myself and no relationship if she opens up her OnlyFans page.
We'll get more followers.
No, I don't want to get involved in that. Well, anyways, we're going to save that for the next segment, but... Going back to the lingerie, okay? Is it necessary? To each his own. I'll just say that. To me, irrelevant. It's not important. To me, I'd rather you look nice than in other ways. Like show yourself as a person who is very humble, nice, caring, you know, compassionate. That kind of stuff. I will actually like a woman behaving that way than just, you know. I never got attracted to the physical, to be honest with you, to begin with. I always liked a woman's personality more than the physicality. So, therefore, to me, lingerie, it's nothing.
So, it doesn't matter that she might have a pretty face, a nice body, a big booty. And she says, hey, Charlie, so what are you doing tonight?
Well, knowing me, I'll probably be like, sleeping. What do you want to know? Because I'm... That's just me.
It doesn't seem believable.
It has happened. I'd be like, really? You know, I don't know. What are you going to do?
So I'm right now in bed wearing nothing. Do you want to come over?
No. What the hell would I want to go over? I mean,
But there's situations like that.
Yeah, I know. I understand the situation like that, but that has nothing to do with the lingerie. That's just you tricking me into agreeing to that I'm flirtatious because you still talk about it from last week. She keeps bringing it up.
And by the
she
way,
she keeps bringing it up.
By the way, go check it out on Spotify, Anchor, iTunes.
Yeah, no, but I am not flirtatious. And two, lingerie, it's not important. I don't think it's important. I just don't think it's important. I don't think it's important.
I'm 50-50. Depends on the situation. If I decide to look cute, pretty, if I want to, you know, spice up the relationship, you know, get a little kinky.
No, and let's be realistic. A lot of women who read 50 Shades of Grey, they have that expectation. No. Yes, they have that expectation. But then when you get to the nitty gritty, they're like, no. No. Because apparently when the 50 Shades of Grey, everybody was like a freak. Now they're like, no. I'm just saying.
I feel sorry for you. Who did that?
No, nobody did that to me. I'm just saying, you know, there was a fever of the 50 Shades of Grey and everybody to wear lingerie and, you know, whips and chains and handcuffs and all that stuff. And now they're like, 50 Shades of Grey, what is that? Oh, that was a horrible movie. How do you know? Will you compare it to the book? No, I never read the book.
And page 156.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sound believable for some odd reason. But again, lingerie, not important. It does not matter.
It's going to end up, you know, on the floor.
Yes, it will be. That's why it doesn't matter.
And just take it off one hand. That's it.
How are you going to take lingerie out with one hand?
If you're a pro, you're a pro.
Are you missing a hand?
Huh?
Are you missing a hand?
No. Like you. But if my significant other is a pro, then take it off.
How are you going to take off those little nice, what's it called?
No, if you have a bra and panty set, you could just easily take it off.
I'm going to take off your panty set. Bam.
Hell yeah. With this
like click that. Of the fingers, like that.
And then it's off. Then just get to it.
I don't think that's how it works. I don't know if there's a man who will actually do that. Just like that and your panties are off. I mean, maybe. Does this, bam, panties are off. I don't know.
He has some skills, man. Don't be hating.
Así. Like Iron Man.
Rápido.
Bam. I mean,
quítatelos.
Like that.
Take them off. Oh, I'm scared. They fall off.
Scared. Just slide off. Slide off. Which proves my point, the lingerie, it's not important.
Don't scare me.
Like, let's say you actually do scare them to death, and they say don't wear lingerie, you would not wear the lingerie. So at that point, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. So I think that lingerie... overrated.
50-50 for me. Depends on the situation. If we decide to do something nice and romantic, if it's our anniversary, then, yeah, I want to spice it up a little bit. Do a little 50 Shades of Grey and get some handcuffs. And you know, okay.
You know what? They went beyond that. They went beyond the handcuffs and the rubber ball and everything, right? I mean, you know.
Wow.
They
actually, rubber ball?
It's in the book. It's in the book. I'm just saying.
It seems like somebody read some chapters.
No, listen. I had to watch the movie. Psychologically speaking, I had to watch it. Because apparently the storyline, if you haven't read 50 Shades of Grey up to now, you kind of, I don't know what to tell you. But apparently 50 Shades of Grey, the main character, it has a little psychological issues. Like he was abused like there's no tomorrow. Like he was abused in a Japanese concentration camp. That's how bad he was abused. But, she never signed the contract. So apparently there were rubber balls and... in the mouth, and they were whips, and they were chains, and they were handcuffs, and there was a bunch of stuff. But she didn't wear lingerie. She didn't wear lingerie. She just straight up went to the abuse. And
true.
And, yeah. Okay, we have a comment.
True.
Okay, if you don't have a gag ball, just use the ball of clean socks. The movie, it's too soft porn. Okay.
Hopefully you have a clean tennis ball.
Oh, what? What the? What?
She started it.
You know how big that mouth has to be to fit a freaking tennis ball?
There's some chicks with some big-ass mouths. That's all I'm saying.
Right, but you still don't need lingerie. You see where I'm going with this? Lingerie, it's overrated. Okay, we have another comment that says... That'll do too. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm taking the lady's perspective on this. I mean, whoever wants to, you know, read 50 Shades of Grey and they want to use tennis balls and gag balls and any kind of balls.
Dragon balls. Just
dragon balls. Go ahead. Use whatever the heck you want. Because apparently if she allows you, it's not rape. I'm just saying at this point. But again, lingerie, overrated. And you see how the ladies here are throwing a bunch of ideas, because it's all the ladies. They're comments from ladies. They're throwing all the ideas right here. And they have not mentioned lingerie at all.
Let's see what she said.
It says, some men prefer lingerie, some don't, to each their own. Yes, yes.
That's what I said.
No, yeah, and I get that. Some men prefer lingerie, some don't. I'm just saying it's overrated. Let me put it to you this way, okay? If your man is into gagging and you use lingerie, but you don't gag him, it's irrelevant. We forgot to say that this extra segment was going to be for over 18 and not, or, you know, we should have said that at the beginning of the podcast. I should have said that. I should have said that. But I didn't.
If you're 18 or over, sexually, you know, active, you could stay watch the show.
Right. So
if you're not, cover your ears with some cotton balls.
Okay. So lingerie has not been mentioned. Lingerie has not. And you can be wearing, again, some sporty clothes. That's hot.
Some tube socks.
I don't know what tube tops is, but I mean, yeah, sure.
Tube socks. The ones that are all the way up top in the ankles. They're like soccer.
Like the soccer?
The soccer socks.
No, man, those are disgusting. They look hideous.
They're cute if you get cute ones.
No, see, those remind me of the scene from Scary Movie where the guy and the girl are in his room and he has the helmet and the shoulder pads. And then he makes her wear them. And then he puts it out of the bed, and then he starts going from behind. And then he calls the guy's name. That's what that reminds me of, okay, the sock. So, I don't think that's cute at all. Okay. Oh, he'll feel the gag, she said, Ms. Roa. And she says, tube socks, boy shirts, and tank tops, no bra. Okay. See, there you go. That sounds nice. Especially if you're wearing the Mexican jersey. I'm just saying.
And I don't like tank tops, though.
But some people do.
I'll do T-shirts and commando.
First of all, I don't even know what a tank top is.
Huh?
I don't know what that is.
The ones with the, like, kind of like this.
The kind of like that.
Yeah.
But kind of like that. I think Nelly maybe just was looking for an excuse to open the OnlyFans page.
To start up my fan page.
I think she's only the... Yeah, I think she's only using this as an excuse. Because once somebody said the topic to us, she goes, yes, we should definitely talk about that. She didn't even... She stopped watching the documentary, which, by the way, she didn't even start.
I did start.
She didn't even start. And then she went back straight to this topic.
And then you told me, no, forget about it. And I was like, what? I was in the middle.
You were not, anyway, you were not in the middle.
I was too.
Anyway, so again, to each his own, you let us know in the comments below if you are into or against lingerie. Again, there could be worse things. I'll say that. Some people could be, you know, into a bunch of, I was going to say more kinky stuff.
Oh.
Not that. That was not, that is not sexy at all. Hey, man, do not cross the amage off because...
The amage.
I'm just saying, do not. All right, guys, we're going to close this segment. We're going to play some music. Again, send us your playlist, okay? Send your playlist, and we'll play it because actually some people did like the playlist from last week, so I
that was
pretty cool. You're pre-dancing? Okay. Mm-hmm. It says... Okay, we have another comment. It says, regular clothes come off like Bruce Almighty. True story.
Or like Nacho Libre was like, you like my sexy pants?
You know, that was my catch line. Yeah,
work.
Yeah. You like my sexy pants. And because I have plantar fasciitis, I stretch like that. And then, you know, it just happened to be there. So therefore I use that as a stretch and a catch up line. So, you know,
you're like, so do you like my new pants?
Yeah, so there you go, okay? All right, guys, we're going to close this segment, an encore, and we're going to play some music, and we'll come back after this. The next one, it's going to be very, very good topic. All right, guys, we'll come back after this. And we're back, guys, for our third segment. It's been very nice here at Quetzal at 3445 West Lawrence. We are actually having a great time, and as you can see, there's still coming people coming in. It's a great Guatemalan restaurant. They serve very good food, and actually, they actually have some burritos. And even though it's Guatemalan, they have some Mexican food, but they have this burrito, and the burrito actually, they have cilantro. I've never tasted a burrito with cilantro, and
really?
It tastes really freaking good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So if you happen to be around the area and you want to come by here, I recommend it. We seriously recommend
come
it.
Come by, have a drink a with good, us.
Well, even later, you know, if you are around the city and, you know, because the Brown Line literally is two blocks away. That's the first stop from the Brown Line that goes to the Loop. And if you just happen to be here, there's a, I think it's a Popeyes. But who wants to go to Popeyes when you have
El
Popeye. When you actually have some really good Guatemalan food and Mexican food with cilantro, it's really good.
I want some papusas. Good. I can't wait.
Yeah, las papusas are pretty dope. So if you guys are happen to be by here, and oh, I recommend it. Because they also have a bakery around here. Oh, my God. And they have the greatest bread.
BYOB.
Oh, that's right. It's BYOB. So mm-hmm. It's cheaper and good food. So, again, it's all about the money. I always want to say.
I posted the address on my, those who are my friends on Facebook. I posted the address on Facebook. So, come on by. Like Charlie said, 34. I'm dyslexic. 45 with numbers. West Lawrence. At Quetzal.
Mm-hmm.
Come on by. Tell them that Charlie's Bunker and Nelly Baby sent you.
That's right. So they'll be like, that's double. That's yeah. Like he, what? Who? Nah, we don't know those guys.
Los DJs que estaban en la esquina.
Oh my God. Yeah. The DJs in the corner. So the last topic was gonna be the documentary, which again we threw out the window, and we're gonna talk about this actually. This was a very interesting one that I brought this one to the table because Nelly Baby has been talking about, I don't know, 3 months about opening her own fans only page. Now, on Facebook, I've been seeing a lot of ads talking about fans only where they actually have a bunch of other different varieties of topics. For example, cooking and working out and
toes.
Sewing and... What?
Foot fetish.
No, that's not that is not what it said. Anyway, so.
That's what you will find in Fans Only.
I think that is not what you only find on Fans
you'll
Only.
You'll find some fetish?
No, you'll find
you're
it. I'm not
find
saying that's
some
not.
There.
I'm not saying that's the one that you'll really go for.
Prove like, me wrong.
No, I am not saying there is not. Okay, we need to communicate again because I'm telling you, you're right. But that's not the least of our problems. What I'm saying is that there are some news that Fans Only said they were going to ban pornography
mm-hmm.
material on Fans Only, okay? Because there are three banks that decided not to pay Fans Only. Because as you know, Fans Only, it's a monthly subscription to whatever topic you want to go into, foot fetish or whatever, or lingerie or parachutes or, you know, whatever you're into. Gagging, whatever, they'll have it, okay? So you pay X amount of money a month, and again, I did the research, now that I have one, but you go, you pay a month, you get whatever, videos, pictures, and DMs or whatever. See, that's another one. If you like it in that one, then you're right, but that's a whole different story.
No, you're paying for your personal time.
That's right, you're paying for it. Not anymore. So OnlyFans said, listen, we're not going to have pornographic material. We're taking it out after October 1st. Now, do you think it's okay?
What the heck is the purpose of Fans Only anyway? If it was just a gateway for kind of semi-nudity and pornography-ish kind of people in there to make money.
Okay, so the purpose was literally to actually find somebody who does the skill that you want to learn and actually pay for it so they can teach it to you. That was the actual idea behind Fans Only.
That's not what happened.
No, I know that's not what happened. The page opened up in 2016, and they've been doing that since then. But again, because of the pornography material they have there, it became more popular. Now, it's like Tinder. First, it was supposed to be a meetup, and then it mm-hmm. turned out to be a meetup and a bang. So,
oh, wow.
Didn't Tinder start like that, too?
I guess, yeah.
No, I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't know. I never had Tinder.
That's a lie. I saw it on your phone the other day. I'm just kidding. She didn't have it on her phone. Anyways, that's for you to get off your phone.
Am I on my phone?
Not now, but earlier you were. Anyways.
But when Mr. is on the phone, you can't say nothing.
How can I be on the phone? And the phone is literally our camera for live.
But my phone is not on.
Okay. Anyways. So they said, we're not going to have the material anymore. were done because the banks didn't want to pay. So everybody who had the material said, great, we're not giving you business. So now they're in the they're between the stone and the hard place because they want business, but nobody, the one who are doing the pornography material are saying, we're not going to give you business, so therefore we're not going to pay you. So either way, they're going to lose money. So then, because it's all about the Benjamins, Fans Only decided to put it back on. They're going to ban it. Say, you know what? We're not going to stop this pornographic material. We're going to continue with it and let bygones be bygones. Because everybody has the right. Because
allegedly, everybody, all the providers, all the Fans Only people, the subscribers, literally ban, like, they, whoever Fans Only is run by, they complain. They complain, complain, complain. And then I think either the fans or the providers or subscriber people, literally, what am I trying to say? I think they paid off allegedly.
They did. That's allegedly they did.
Fans Only, so that way pornography could still continue.
But you know what? Not that I'm in favor of pornography, okay, to each his own. But I think they have a point. Okay, if the page does have that ability, and people are paying for it, why do you want to stop it? Not saying that I'm in favor. I'm just saying, money-wise, business-wise, you know, liberty and the rights of whoever does that, it's a business.
Yeah.
Business have the right to have that. I'm just saying, I was going to say something completely awful, but I'm going to skip myself because my brain said, nope, do not say that, and I am not going to say it. But if you have a business and they're stopping you from providing that business, they should have a right. And I'm guessing in their contract, and when you open the page, they have to have some guidelines that you know, mm-hmm. that it's going to say that they're going to have some material and they're allowed to express it. And besides, the people that are in that page, they're willing to do that. So what's the issue?
And you have to be 18, at least 18 and over, to have a fans-only page. So I'm guessing you have to scan your ID and stuff like that in order to have a fans-only page.
I don't know. I've never actually... this. TikTok, Fans Only, and a bunch of other applications I am not really interested in. So I wouldn't doubt it, but it's highly improbable they're going to actually ask to scan the ID, because there's a lot of information on the ID that is not worth actually risking on the internet.
But they're not also going to have child pornography on there. Because, I mean, some of the guidelines I said, as long as there's no children being filmed with you, then it's fine. Just as long as you are 18 and over.
Yeah, but, you know, so is Pornhub and a bunch of other websites that are porn. So, I mean, so if you're paying a monthly subscription for Pornhub and, you know, it's cheaper to going to Fans Only, obviously the business plan is for them to give you their money, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that they have the creators, right? They have the right to either ban it or not, but the banks shouldn't have a problem, because if, let's say for example, if the bank stops you, then them stealing all the money from the people, what, that doesn't matter?
Well, you figure most people that are Fans Only, like publishers, them other chuckers make a lot of money. Like, depending on how many subscribers you get, it's like maybe 10,000 per picture, if not, and that's low. Okay.
10,000 for
10,000
picture?
10,000 per picture.
I doubt
and
it.
Then there's those popular subscriber people, they have a lot of money. They could either, I heard somebody, one of the, what's that one girl, Bad Baby or whatever damn name, that girl from, that went on Dr. Phil, the Catch Me Outside.
Oh, Catch Me Outside. Okay, uh-huh.
Well, she has a Fans Only, and she has around, I think she already made around 3 million. And she just opened her page.
So what are you waiting for?
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't suggest. I really don't actually agree with the whole Fans Only page, because again, you could use it for any other skill, but you know.
I got a nipple ring today. Click 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 click.
Oh, I thought you were actually serious.
No.
I was like, what?
And our viewers continued.
Okay, so she didn't get a ring?
No.
Okay.
You guys, Charlie's Bunker will be the first to ever know if I have any form of body piercing.
I will never know.
Exclusivo. Rojo Vivo.
I will never know.
Telemundo.
You mean the show or the actual producer, which is me?
No, not you.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
The show.
It's a good thing you clarify because, you know, they're like, excuse me, ¿qué? And then I'm going to end up sleeping on the street because Nelly Baby decided to say on the show that, you know.
No.
Okay.
Our subscribers.
Now that I have that clear, you can continue with whatever you're saying because, again.
Like Mr. says over here, accusing me of having Tinder. So when I, you know, go to my house and sleep in on the ground or sleep outside, then I'm going to make sure to
listen,
go find
you'll be
Charlie.
Saying for 3 months you're going to open up an OnlyFans page. So I highly doubt it that
he by will not complain if I'm making millions.
I mean, who would complain if you're making millions? I mean, I probably, no, I don't know. If my significant other decides to open up an OnlyFans, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that, you know?
Do you feel like coming to be a pool boy in my big mansion?
You know what? I will, as an entrepreneur, I'll say that would be a great opportunity for you to make some money and to actually expand your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a person, as a human being, I will say that that's a horrible way to make your business because it's close to prostitution. The moral, yes. The moral idea will be: what will be the limit of my tolerance to that? If, and again, maybe my significant other will say the same thing. Like, listen, you're
what
doing.
What if you get a fans only page? I'll be fine with it, just as long as you don't get too intimate.
You'll be fine with it.
You buying stuff and getting stuff out of it? Yes, I'll be fine with it.
If I actually do open up an OnlyFans page, it will. Nobody will pay for it. What am I gonna look? The gut?
Your sexy pants.
My sexy pants? Oh, wait a minute. If I'm not showing any skin, that could be allowed. Oh, hold up. Okay, we're on to something. We're on to something.
I did say I was gonna be your your co-editor, it's an editor where like in because I was watching how I was talking about earlier.
It's called a pimp.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was telling you how I was watching Hugh Hefner and his three girlfriends.
Of course.
The girls next door.
He was a pimp.
Yeah, he was a billionaire.
Yet still a pimp.
A very pimpy billionaire.
Yeah, with a mansion and a bunch of chicks.
A lot of girlfriends.
Nonetheless, pimp, and they called him Gator.
Hell yeah.
Pimps don't cry. No. They don't share a tear. That's what I heard.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But I think that as a, not a fan, but again, as an entrepreneur, they have a good idea. Because again, pornography has been around since forever, right? So there's nothing.
There's pornography on Twitter.
That is true. And they have a lot of shows nowadays on Netflix that, like you know, our guests have right now. Yeah, I mean, what's it, Jersey Boys and, you know, Big Brother and, you know, all those shows. I mean, they have the same thing. So, is it right? No. That's why it's age appropriate, right? But it makes a lot of money. So, we as a society, we buy it.
Mm-hmm.
We in one shape or form. Like, for example, okay. So, some people might say, listen, you know, that is wrong. That is wrong, and I can understand why you're saying that, but they wouldn't see Magic Mike, a movie about strippers, or 50 Shades of Grey. A book does not change the definition or the intention of why you're using it. So
Magic Mike was a little overrated.
I never saw it because I'm not interested in watching men get naked. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I'd rather watch Magic Mike than 50 Shades of Grey.
No, actually, that guy was really messed up. There was a point where he was talking about how he got burned with cigarettes.
I remember reading that.
Yeah, so I mean, I was like, oh, dang. And yet you ended up having a sex trade with the contract. I mean, he was rich. I just wonder how he became rich. He was so messed up in the head, and yet he became extremely rich. I don't understand.
Wasn't he a businessman or something?
I have no idea. All I know is that he was messed up, and he was going after this girl. And the funny thing about Fifty Shades of Grey is that she didn't want to actually sign the contract. But she let him do everything that, you know, he usually does without the contract. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. That's just lazy writing, if you ask me. But the guy was crazy as a, you know.
The girl was in love, supposedly.
No, that happened in the third book. I'm just saying.
Damn. For somebody who didn't watch.
I watched the movies.
Sounds like you read the books.
No. No, I didn't read the books. I did not read the books. All right, so anything to finish before we close the segment and we're done with the show?
So what do you guys think about fans only, and should I get one?
If she gets one, I don't want to get involved in any of this. I am not going to become Gator or a pimp, so nope.
And it's going to be a lot of feet pictures.
Yeah, there's a documentary on, I think it's on Hulu, they talk about fans only. And there was this African-American girl who, not to be a jerk, but she was about 200 pounds. And not very good looking, to be honest with you. But she was charging up to $10,000 a month just by taking a picture of her feet. So there's an OnlyFans.
Fetishes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, I guess it's like paying on Netflix for porn. Which again, it's not a bad idea.
$30 or more per month? That's crazy.
Is it $30 a month?
Depending on the person that you're trying to subscribe to, they'll put a guideline of the prices.
So how much would I charge?
Let's start low.
Dollar. Dollar, make you holla.
Let's start low.
Really? Dang. You know what? Never mind. I got discouraged now.
$1.50. I'm being nice.
Cup of coffee.
Maybe two.
Send me a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He'll pay him with Starbucks.
Gift cards.
Or Dunkin' Donuts gift cards.
Thornton gift cards, please. Thornton. That's where I get my coffee. Thornton.
And gasoline.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. That's been all for today. Send us your topics for next week, and we'll be more than happy to actually talk about them. And as you can see,
come on by. We're still here. We're going to still continue to have some drinks and get some food. So come on down to 3445 West Lawrence, and that's El Quetzal.
El Quetzal.
So come on down.
Yep. Okay, guys. Oh. Comprate un dede. Okay, no, not Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not going to buy Dunkin' Donuts. I've never been a big fan of Dunkin' Donuts. Only if it's the last resort, I'll do that. What does it say? I can't read it. Jesus, I'm getting old.
Tacaño.
Oh, tacaño, yeah, cheap. He called me cheap. I don't care. I'm cheap. I don't get fudge. I don't get fudge. Is it money? Whatever.
Come on down. Come on. Come and have a drink and some food with us.
All right, guys. This has been the show for today, and I'll see you next week.
Don't forget to send us your playlist. Go like, follow on Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, YouTube, and Facebook. I think I said Facebook already.
Yep. And he said, Golden Nugget has the best coffee. That is exactly right. Just to give you an idea of how of a nerd I am, when I was actually 18, 19, we used to go to a Golden Nugget, and we used to play chess, finish a pack of cigarettes, and drink a cup of coffee until 3 o'clock in the morning. And I know for a fact I was not liking anybody's pictures. So therefore, I know for a fact that...
Maybe because back in the day, there wasn't no such thing as Facebook?
Maybe.
Maybe? Maybe. Maybe MySpace?
Maybe.
If you know.
We had text, and we didn't text anybody. I didn't text anybody.
I wasn't there.
I'm letting you know. So I know for a fact that there's no way I'm going to like a picture at 3 o'clock in the morning because I want to get into their pants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am closing this segment right here. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Go follow and like Charlie's Bunker and see us. Come and see us again on Friday.
All right. It's your turn to press the button. Haha, there you go. All right, guys. Have a good weekend and take care.
If I don't drop the beer.
If she doesn't drop the beer.